You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
South Africa's 2024 general election has concluded. It was orderly, it was free and fair, according to the Independent Electoral Commission, but implications of the result have only just begun. South Africa, I think, has 2 weeks in order to form a coalition government. With me is Malcolm Charles, portfolio manager at 91 in Cape Town, responsible for the Diversified Income Fund. Malcolm, as a sort of a closet optimist, I come across as a pessimist, but actually I'm a bit of an optimist. So my heart has been gladdened by what's happened in South Africa over the last few days. What about you?
Yeah, look, I mean, this was like sort of one of the base cases that we were looking at, I think, when we spoke just over a week ago. And it's a maturing democracy that we live in, and I take comfort with that. And as I said then, is that about 70% of the electorate voted for parties that are centre-left and centre-right. So if you focus on that big bulk, and if we can get a pragmatic solution from that, I'm very, very encouraged. But as we know with politicians, there's always a tail risk. But at this stage of the game, I'm more encouraged than fearful.
I agree with you entirely. There were people that were the doomsayers that said if the ANC doesn't get its majority and there is an enforced coalition, that the markets would go into turmoil. In fact, the opposite has happened, as you described in your opening statement. And it's almost as though there was a election coalition discount baked into the market before the result was declared.
Very much so. I mean, about 2 months ago, when the foreigners were all visiting our shores, that's where the big fear first came. And we sold off quite a bit. And there was a huge discount into our prices, especially in the bond market and SA Inc. And it's been there ever since. So the fact that the market is calmish now tells me that, yeah, enough of the discount was priced for the current situation.
Do you believe that the ANC might even be relieved about this result? Because I watched Cyril Ramaphosa, the president, speak at the IEC after the results were declared. He seemed in a good mood. He's always fairly jolly, I must say, but he seemed in a particularly confident mood. And also, he seemed a little bit contrite as well. And I like that. To be contrite is actually a very mature condition to be in. Is this an opportunity for the ANC to sort of start to rectify the wrongs of the last few years, the last 10 years maybe? It's an opportunity to my mind.
What excites me is it's the chance of the centre of the ANC. I think what we've seen now is two serious breakouts with the EFF and the MK over the years. And we've sort of got rid of the radical fringes on both sides. And now you're left with the center. And I think you're quite right. The way you put it is spot on, is that the center can actually do exactly that, do what's right for the country, work with other pragmatists that they might not agree with completely, but they don't wholeheartedly disagree with them. And I think we'll end up with a better dispensation as a result.
It's not your role to make predictions about with whom the ANC hitches its star, but on the other hand, it seems to be leading towards the DA, despite the fact that it seems to be still viewed as a very, very white party, a white minority party.
Yeah, and unfortunately, both parties have been in parliament mortal enemies, so it doesn't really bode well for when they have to sell it. But I think what's going to happen, and if I read between the lines, I think a government of national unity, a government of reconciliation, whatever they call it, is more than likely to sort of soften that narrative. And if you just look purely at the maths, ANC, DA, IFP coalition leads to all the provinces and national becoming a majority. So it's the neatest solution mathematically as well. And then I suppose for good measure, you throw in UDM, ACDP, and one or two other smaller parties. So it is more of a unity sort of solution. And I think then the issue of race disappears largely, and you can sell it to all the electorate much, much easier.
So you think the DA is the least palatable option for the South African population?
No, I just think an ANC-DA by themselves will have the scaremongers on both sides screaming and shouting, whereas if you put it as a more joint where they're the two anchor tenants, but it's more balanced by the other parties, I think it's more palatable solution, and probably a better solution keeps everyone a little bit more honest and focused.
What does this mean for MK and EFF? MK has said they won't deal with an ANC that has a leader named Cyril Ramaphosa. EFF, Julius Malema, had a falling out with Jacob Zuma all those years ago. Where does it leave them?
I think the MK is the easiest one to answer. I think they anti-constitution, anti-law and order. And you mentioned the president's speech last night. He mentioned the constitution twice and abiding by the law and order of the country. So I think they've disqualified themselves from any sane party to go into coalition with. So I think they 100% by themselves. The EFF is an interesting story because it's, you know, they didn't do that well. So they're a much weakened force than they were going in. I suppose there might be a small chance that they get invited into the government of national unity, but they're not as risky to markets if they come in with a whole lot of other parties and they get given like one ministerial of a small ministry. But I would say that they will try and squirm their way in, but it's less of an issue than it was a week ago.
Right. What does this mean for investors? I think investors are obviously very watchful. You must have been fielding a lot of calls today to say, what are you going to do? But I would imagine that you're going to wait 2 weeks until the coalition is confirmed, and you're probably sitting on your hands, particularly with reference to the Diversified Income Fund.
No, very much so. So a week ago, we got a little bit nervous with the ANC polling numbers, so we reduced risk and put more protection in the portfolio. I think that's the prudent thing to do. As we sit here, our base case is that there is a pragmatic outcome. But, you know, with politicians, the risk's always there. So quite rightly, you know, you're not going to add risk on a whim or on a gut feel. We'll stay very, very close to the situation and, you know, react accordingly. As I said, I think there's a small case of a nasty risk, but it's a terrible outcome if it does happen. But we're happy to add risk to all our portfolios should a pragmatic outcome happen.
Which will be in 2 weeks' time. Undoubtedly, we'll be speaking after that two-week period, Malcolm. Thank you very much for your insight. That's Malcolm Charles, Portfolio Manager at 91 in Cape Town. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.